Harper Collins and Harper Audio present On Democracy by E.B. White, with an introduction by John Meacham, edited by Martha White, read by Arthur Morey. An hour of freedom is worth a barrel of slops. Charlotte's Web. A law has to be fair to everybody. Stuart Little. Safety is all well and good. I prefer freedom. The Trumpet of the Swan. Introduction. To hold America in one's thoughts is like holding a love letter in one's hand. It has so special a meaning. E.B. White. Franklin D. Roosevelt couldn't get enough of the peace. At the suggestion of his advisor, Harry Hopkins, the New Dealer turned wartime consigliere, the President of the United States, took a moment away from the pressures of global war to read a July 3, 1943, notes and comment essay from The New Yorker. Occasioned by a letter from the Writers' War Board, a group of authors devoted to shaping public opinion about the Allied effort in World War II, the board was led by the mystery novelist Rex Stout, the creator of Nero Wolfe, the orchid-loving New York City detective. The small item tackled the largest of subjects. Speaking in the magazine's omniscient vernacular, the New Yorker author wrote, "We received a letter from the Writers' War Board the other day, asking for a statement on the meaning of democracy, continuing, surely the board knows what democracy is. It is the line that forms on the right. It is the don't in don't shove. It is the hole in the stuffed shirt through which the sawdust slowly trickles. It is the dent in the hi-hat. Democracy is the recurrent suspicion that more than half of the people are right more than half of the time. It is the feeling of privacy in the voting booths, the feeling of communion in the libraries, the feeling of vitality everywhere. Democracy is a letter to the editor. Democracy is the score at the beginning of the ninth. It is an idea which hasn't been disproved yet, a song the words of which have not gone bad. It's the mustard on the hot dog and the cream in rationed coffee." FDR thought it brilliant. "I love it," he said, with a sort of rising inflection on the word love, according to the Hopkins biographer and playwright Robert E. Sherwood. The president read the piece to different gatherings, punctuating his recitation with a homey coda, or at least as homey as the Squire of Hyde Park ever got. "Them's my sentiments exactly." They were, importantly, the sentiments of the author of the notes and comment, the longtime New Yorker contributor E.B. White, whose writings on freedom and democracy, collected here by his granddaughter Martha White, captivate us still, all these years distant. Few things are as perishable as prose written for magazines. Sermons come close, as do the great majority of political speeches. But White, arguably the finest occasional essayist of the 20th century, endures because he wrote plainly and honestly about the things that matter the most, from life on his farm in Maine to the lives of nations and of peoples. Known popularly more for his books for children, Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little, than for his corpus of essays, White is that rarest of figures, a writer whose ordinary run of work is so extraordinary that it repays our attention decades after his death. Hence the value of the collection you are listening to. White lived and wrote through several of the most contentious hours in our history, ones in which America itself felt at best in the dock and at worst on the scaffold. The Great Depression, World War II, the McCarthyite Red Scare, the Cold War, the Civil Rights Movement, all unfolded under White's watchful eye as he composed pieces for The New Yorker and for Harper's. He was especially gifted at evoking the universal through the exploration of the particular, which is one of the cardinal tasks of the essayist. His work touched on politics but was not, in the popular sense, political, and the writings here underscore the role of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?